Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got Jeff Stotts. He's an operator of InStreetClothes.com. It's an interesting name because he's a certified athletic trainer. So obviously, if you pick it up from the name InStreetClothes.com, he's talking about injuries for athletes. And so perfect guy to talk to about this postseason. So he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to kind of have a mix of basketball and baseball in this next topic. And Rob alluded to it. You alluded to it a little bit.
Before we get there real quick. Yeah. I did send you guys a picture of the bag, the backpack.
No, it was nice. It's like camouflage.
Right. Rob yeah. G, yes.
And for those of you, America, who just get in your car, just getting shit at the top of the hour, Rob Parker did admit in the last segment that he spent $5,000 on a backpack.
But it's a Louis Vuitton Supreme.
It is. It's so, a nice backpack.
It's a Louis Vuitton Supreme.
Alex, yay,
what is it made of, Rob?
Oh,
it's
boy.
Not burlap. Like
no,
it looks like
a canvas. It's just canvas.
Alligator skin.
Canvas? Is canvas?
Yeah, like a you know, a hard canvas kind
of. Well, Rob, can I be honest without hurting your feelings, hopefully? I like the black one better.
Did you really?
I really like that black one. Was really nice.
Rob
man.
G clearly wanted that.
I did.
Black one.
I really wanted it. I really wanted it.
You know what? I wish I would have known because I did sell it.
And then
it.
You would have sold it. I would be like, nah,
you
I can't afford that.
Like, I'm just going, if it's like that, Rob, I'm going to tell you everything. I like your Balenciaga sneakers that you wear. I like the Gucci little sneakers you got.
I like your chocolate brown Rolex, too.
Send them my way when you know, giving them away. It's not much of your gear that I like, but I like those. All right.
Hey, I'm just saying so that at least Alex know the bag. Yes,
Rob,
no.
I'll be real with you, my guy.
Now,
it's
forget about the price.
Okay.
I know you would never pay.
Rob, I don't have it in my soul to do that.
Okay.
I will just say this: the backpack. I did text you too. It screams Rob Parker. That's your style, my guy. That's like you with those Nikes you got. Remember the other ones you showed me? It's just a perfect match.
Wait, I got a question, Rob. Did you get the backpack because it matches the Rolex and the car that you drive?
No.
Because that'd be a flex right there. I'm not going to lie. Too?
That's a hard
flex.
You
got a Rolly?
You've seen it.
What are you talking about? Don't you
Chris, I know you've seen it. Because I've seen it.
Okay, so I saw it last year in L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Well, it's very unique. I will say that.
Rob is a low... You know how I'm low-key funny? Rob is a low-key baller.
He's a low-key flexer.
But you got to admit, though, can you at least say... I do save money. I'm Rob G. You know that.
Yep. Because he ain't paying a check of luggage.
I'm doubting.
But I will buy the $5,000 backpack. I ain't paying 25 extra cents for the large drink at El Pollo Loco.
I don't get that. Because all the quarters and dimes that you saved over the years, you just threw them away with that backpack.
That's 30 years of saved quarters, Rob.
I know, right?
My goodness.
Let me
at least ask you this. When you go out and you bring the backpack with you, are you getting comments? Are people like, yo, hey, man, that backpack is on. Like, are you getting any of that or?
A lot because no one has seen haven't seen that. You know, like, there aren't that many out there. So, yeah.
Right.
People, I'm talking about the people who
it's
are
limited
really,
edition.
Yeah, into that stuff. You know what I mean? They recognize it from a mile away at the airport.
Right.
So,
okay.
But it's all good. All right. Okay. I'll open up myself a
little
bit today.
I don't know if I'd be married if I went out and bought a $5,000 backpack. I don't know if I'd have made 26 years.
Your wife would go crazy. Are you kidding? That's why I'm divorced.
All right.
Well, Rob, were you spending that kind of money on your wife when you were married?
On him?
Or were you like, nah, you get the frequent flyer miles. That's what you get.
No.
You get my points.
I took care of my wife. You know that I took her all over the world.
But didn't you do that off of your
no, that was
your
a
miles
honeymoon.
And your Marriott points from working?
It was free.
It was a honeymoon, definitely.
Don't
we went to Hawaii and Japan on Marriott.
Rob's the guy that takes you on a date. He's like, baby, you know I love you. Let's get one drink. I want to share with you.
Right. Rob, did y'all share? I hope it's not too personal. Did y'all share your money? Like, was it all in one pot or was it you had yours?
Now,
she
take
had
a guess. I'll take a guess.
Nope.
I'm a guess. You had yours and she had hers.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, but I think
and she never knew how much Rob really had in there.
I think it's more challenging. It's like an extended shop talk we're having, right?
Yes.
I think it's harder. I was married at 26.
I think that's easier to do when you're very young.
Right, I didn't have nothing. And I would do it. I mean, that's how I was raised. My parents, it was all in one pot. So I was like, look, our money going to be together. My money's yours. Your money's mine.
Right,
all that.
Right.
But I do see how if you're 40, I know you weren't 40, but, you know, you're older, you're established. Right. You know, you've done your own thing. Maybe she's done her own thing. You're both making big money. I can just see how it would be more challenging to just share everything and just.
I agree.
I think that's how you should, but I can see the challenge of it.
As you get older, I think it's harder to do because everybody has. And last thing I'm going to say about, like, my wife wanted me to pay her college tuition. She went to Michigan. And I was like,
y'all were married? So
yes.
She was finishing,
like, Yeah, like, you know, she was graduated, but she wanted me to, like, put money to help her pay her student loans off. And I was like, I didn't go to college. I'm not paying your student loans. You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm not paying your student loans. Thank God.
The more we learn.
No, I
didn't.
But if you work at Magic City, I will gladly pay all of your student loans.
I send you to college. I hope you get through college.
Well, she didn't have two babies and diapers to buy either.
Yes, Big Daddy. I can see it, but it'd be tougher as you, and also just your lifestyle. You're used to a certain lifestyle, and you know. You get older, you get more set in your ways. All right, that was a nice little extended shot talk.
Yes, I just, you know what? We share a little bit of ourselves with you. Yes, that's all.
Yes. Let's get here, Robin. You alluded to it earlier. Shohei Ohtani got rocked. All right, it was a big deal because he's hit, what, homers in the last two games?
He's had three home runs in two games against the Yankees. So
right. He's leading the league with 28. Right. And we know he's also a great pitcher. He entered the game with, what, a 2.6 ERA, I think, or 2.8, one of them. And so I wanted to – the big story in New York today, Rob, is that Aaron Judge, who's obviously the face of the Yankees and one of the faces of the league, if he's healthy.
Right, but which he has been this year.
He's been playing well, right. And everybody in New York was like – they were even advertising it as Ohtani versus Judge. And Judge is not in the lineup today. And the only explanation from Aaron Boone was, well, he just needed a rest. Okay? Now, it loses a little bit of its luster that Ohtani goes out there and gives up seven earned runs right. in the first inning. Doesn't even get through the first inning. He walked four batters. Okay? But still, Rob, this I'm tired of it. I am tired of it. I'm tired of the players taking all this rest. And I'm mainly talking about basketball and baseball. Football, you know, they don't do that. I mean, they play pretty much every game. 17, now 17
regular season games.
Remember,
it's only, right, 16 games for the most
part. But it's a tougher sport. I mean, it's physically, it's, you know.
But it's once a week, so it's hard to take off. You know what I mean, Chris? Like, seriously.
And every game means more because you only play so many games. But this, I mean, we in basketball – LeBron will sit out when, you know, they play in a big game, or Kawhi will sit out. I mean, LeBron doesn't really do it. I got to give him credit. He does tend to play. But still, you see too many guys sitting out big games for rest. And
remember
in baseball,
that
Rob, this, I get it. It's 162, but you had to sit out this game? Why?
And remember this, Chris.
I mean, it's disrespectful to the fans, man. I'm tired of it.
It is for the paying customer who wants to see that matchup. And, Chris, the Angels only come to the Bronx one time. And the Yankees go there to Anaheim one time. And they, you know, they play a series. And that's all there is. Yep. So this is Ohtani. That's why Ohtani coming to Broadway and playing Yankee Stadium and hitting the home runs, and then he's on the mound Wednesday to see him throw and pitch, and then the Yankee star is not in the lineup. We want to see Judge against Ohtani at Yankee Stadium. I get it that he could face him in Anaheim or whenever they come out here, or if they've come out here already, I'm not even sure. But my point is you rob the fans of something that we would want to see, and I think – that's where sport. Take another night off. Take a night off when they play the Orioles or some other team. Why does it have to be when there's a marquee matchup? And you're right. A little of the fizzle went out because Ohtani got bombed, you know, because he was wild and gave up a couple of hits. But I still wanted that lineup, that matchup tonight.
It's the principle of it. It's the principle of it because this isn't the only time. This is happening too often in sports. And what do we hear, Rob? Well, they need their rest. You don't want to overwork them or get them hurt. Where's the evidence that players are getting hurt less? Look at the NBA playoffs.
Right.
Look at baseball. I mean, every pitcher is getting hurt. Jacob DeGrom, who's having an historic year.
Yep.
Why is he only averaging six innings a game? Where's the evidence that these guys – in fact, I don't know because I don't know the numbers. I don't have them in front of me, Rob. But the feeling is that players are injured more now.
I agree.
Pitchers are injured more. Basketball players are injured more. Baseball – Judge and – we talk about it. Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, they can't stay on the field.
cannot stay on the field. And we saw all these great players. Go look at their numbers, Chris. And I don't want to sound like the old man, get off my lawn.
It's just truth.
But Pete Rose and all these, they played every game. Chris, go look. They played 155 out of 162. Right. That's what they played.
Yep.
And they would get like a game or off every so often, or maybe they weren't feeling good, but they played like 155. We talked about it. You just brought up Jacob DeGrom. His season, I don't care what his ERA is, Chris, it ain't going to be better than Dwight Gooden 24-4 with a 1.53 ERA in 16 complete games. It
you
ain't.
Say even if he goes .6,
right,
0.
I don't care what is it.
Whatever,
it ain't going to be better than that.
Right? Because they pitched back in the day. Six innings? I mean, when you there's no reason to take you out. They're not getting a run. They're taking you out in a shutout.
Crazy.
And I know it's not all DeGrom. I know you got the nerd sitting up there and saying, oh, we got to get him out. He's got so many pitches. And now the managers have bought into it. And DeGrom probably can't even say, now leave me in. I'm pitching. You know, he may want to say that. But it's just gone too far. And Rob, I said it earlier. If you guys are telling us that you can only play a certain number of games, that the science says the human body can't withstand 82 NBA games, 160 baseball games, 162, but you know, play 155, 160, whatever. Then cut the season shorter. I'm sorry.
No, something's got to give because
this is ridiculous, man.
I'm with you. I've never seen more players hurt than we have. And I don't know. They have better doctors, Chris, better trainers, better nutritionists. They make all this money. They got massage. The team has four masseuses.
Right.
Everything. They
charter
got, remember,
flights.
They used to ride coach, 7-footer, 6'10", sitting in coach, Chris, next to me, going to games all over the country.
Early in the morning, right? Early morning.
First flight out.
And look. The money they make, and I know they're only getting basically 50% of the money the sport generates.
Right.
But they're making more money with inflation than the guys back in the day. Obviously, they're making more money. But even if you factor in inflation, they're making way more than the guys back in the day. And the guys back in the day, you hear this a lot, Rob. Well, they had no choice but to play every game. And no. I mean, yeah, that's what was expected back then, but I think a lot of times they just played it because they wanted to play. I've talked to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was like, I would hate to have the season cut from 82 games. I mean, after he's retired, he said this, like, I want to play every night.
Right, and he did play every night until his last season. He played every game.
I respect these athletes to death. What they do is phenomenal. But you're selling the fans short, man. That's just all there is to it.
And tonight was another example of Yankee fans finally getting a chance to see Ohtani. Remember, Chris, yes, he had a home run the first night. He had two home runs last night. But the fans who went to the game tonight, that did no guarantee they were at the other two games.
Right.
This was their one chance to see Ohtani, and you want to see Aaron Judge in the lineup against him. I want to see that at bat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is load management, this is a strong word, but for lack of a better one, ruining sports? As a fan, do you feel disrespected when guys sit out games due to rest? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. NBA Western Conference Finals underway. Game 6. Suns out to the early lead. They're trying to close out the series. They're up 3-2. They're up 15-9 midway through the first quarter. Chris Paul just hit back-to-back triples. So, CP3 having a big night in a win would be good for him, good for his legacy. All right, let's go to these open lines, 877-99 on Fox. You heard Rob and me. It's just, we're just tired of these players sitting out all these games for rest, and it's not fair to the fans in our view.
What do you guys think? You're hurt, Chris. We respect that. You're hurt. We got that. You're hurt.
Right.
Keith in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
What's up, everybody? Listen, I think that the opinion space has created this because we have minimized the regular season so much that only championships matter. And by that being the case, then I think that, you know, a lot of these coaches and elite players say, well, I'm going to save myself for the run. And this is what's happened, that, you know, they're not playing on a Tuesday night, you know, and Timbuktu America because, you know, they're saving up for the, you know, for the big TV game or, you know, the
But sometimes,
the
Keith, they sit out those games. Chris and I, what game was that, Chris?
Well,
Brooklyn was playing somebody. We were looking forward to watching
TV games, yes. But I get what Keith's saying, and I do think there's some truth to it. Like, I don't think that's the only reason, but I agree. I mean, we've belittled the regular season. And so now guys are like, look, I'm going to miss a few games. What's the big deal? But I'm going to be ready come playoff time.
Obviously, this year they're not ready.
But
it was the Nets Sixers. Remember that game we were looking forward to? And the Nets
regular
didn't
season,
start.
We saw
remember
it a lot
that?
This year. Yep.
Right.
But I think the playoffs, though, I think he's got a good point. I think it's a good point.
Ty in Palm Springs, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ty?
What's going on, guys? Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir.
So here's how I feel. Me and my family moved to California, what's been now about 3 years ago. When we got here, my daughter was three, and we watched Lakers games at like every single night, every single time we could on the East Coast. And then once we moved here, every single night. And I told her I would take her to a Lakers game, and it cost me right at $700 to get my whole family into that Lakers game.
Wow.
And if
you added $4,300 more, you could have bought a backpack. But that's something
that's
else.
That's right. So my little girl has, shortly after she learned to say mommy and daddy, she learned how to say Bron James. And we would have been devastated had she not been able to see LeBron James play. And that's kind of what I think about when I think about load management. And I understand that medical needs change. I'm not a doctor, you know what I mean? I can't make those calls. But as a fan who had to save money for a couple of months to be able to get in the Staples Center and take my family, you know, it would have been devastating to not be able to see LeBron James play.
No, that's,
Ty,
that's
let me
a
say
good,
this.
Real story.
Yeah, really good
that's
call,
a real
good
story.
Point.
Yeah.
But, Ty, let me tell you this. If fans could get their money back at the box office or whatever they did, if LeBron didn't play or if Kevin Durant or whatever, it would change everything. Do you know what I mean? If, like, you could get a refund on your money.
Right.
I guarantee you they wouldn't sit out. I guarantee you.
Yep. I went to one game I remember. One game. I lived in Indianapolis for almost 5 years. And I believe I went to one Pacers game with my father, and they were playing Dr. J and the Sixers, and he played. And had he not played, same thing as the caller said, I would have been devastated. I'm a little 8-9-year-old boy.
But you wanted to
see
Dr.
Don
J,
Boozy
though.
And whoever else, Billy Knight, whoever else the Pacers had. I wanted to see Dr. J,
period.
That's the only player I wanted to see.
Tori in Columbus, Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tori?
How y'all doing, fellas? What's kind of long time listener? Been a while since I called, but first and foremost, I'd like to tell y'all the best, man. I enjoy
Thank
the
you,
show
Tori.
Every day, each and
Thank
every time.
You.
Y'all do a wonderful job, and all praise to go to y'all. But
Thank
anyway,
you.
If this was soccer and Ronaldo or Messi set out a game because of rest, the world would be in an uproar.
Yep.
And I'm out.
Well, I don't follow soccer like that, Rob. Do they play every game? The Stars?
Yeah, I don't think that they sit out. Not like that.
I mean,
remember, they don't play that often. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't play four games a week. They don't
I've watched plenty of soccer, my guys. Soccer players do not sit out unless it is
injury-wise.
Otherwise, they play all the time.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And that's a lot of running.
In soccer,
obviously.
What do they play? Two games a week, maybe, Alex, or something like that?
It depends, on the league, but, yeah, it can be anywhere from two to – I don't know if they do three still, but usually one to two.
One to two games a week, you can't play that, right, if you're not hurt?
I'm with you.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, and we got Jeff Stotts. We'll get into this with him. He's the operator of InStreetClothes.com. He's a certified athletic trainer, and he'll be next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
So I want to get to our next guest. He is a certified athletic trainer and the operator of InStreetClothes.com, Jeff Stotts. Jeff, welcome to the iCouple.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Excited because we've been talking about these injuries and stuff. And before we get to the NBA, or at least the playoffs, Rob and I were just talking about how tonight, Shohei Ohtani is in the Bronx playing the Yankees, pitching against them, and people wanted to see the Aaron Judge-Ohtani matchup. Judge sits out for rest. And we just we're tired of it. We're tired of seeing a lot of these guys, NBA, Major League Baseball mainly, sitting out these regular season games for rest. Are we out of line? Do their bodies just need that and we have to adapt to the new times? Or are you with us? Do you see what we're talking about?
I can see the frustration for sure. You know, everybody wants to see the best players out on the field. Those key matchups you want to see. Yeah, that's what drives the fans to the stadiums, the arenas, whatever the case may be. But across the board, every sport right now is dealing with a lot of health issues linked to the unprecedented times we've been through over the last 16 months. And it's not just basketball. It's baseball. It's football. All the injuries seem to be generally up and higher than usual. Baseball particularly has been hit hard by lower extremity soft tissue injuries.
Yep.
Like hamstring strains are way up. You know, I haven't run the numbers on things like oblique strains, but those seem to be up. And now we're seeing pitchers start to have a little bit more frequent injuries over the last couple weeks. So it's a delicate balance you've got to find, and you can understand where the Yankees are coming from resting Judge from a simple standpoint that they're trying to play the long game here, even though their place in the standing isn't where they would probably like it to be.
Yeah, and I get it, but have time. This is where Chris and I are perplexed. These guys have specialists and masseuses and nutritionalists, you know, and everything charter flights and everything you could ask for. And it seems as if they're getting hurt way more. I don't know the exact numbers, but we're watching the NBA playoffs and they have 9 or 10 all-stars been injured and can't play. And it seemed like every other day somebody's grabbing a piece of their body and going to the ground. What is happening? We would think with all the stuff that's available to them and all the money that they have, that it would actually, the injuries and would have gone down, not gone up.
So overall, the injury rates are a little bit higher, but not significantly. I think the real problem right now is who is getting injured. Like you said, 9 all-stars, that's a lot of big-name players that are hurt. So, but I will say this. You're talking about the evolution of sports medicine. You're talking about this sports medicine umbrella expanding to include the massage therapist, the nutritionist, and all those things. But you also have to consider the game and the athlete has also evolved. And we don't know if that's necessarily happened at the same pace. For basketball, for example, the game has gone from underneath the basket to all the way out to the three-point line. We're asking our big men who are larger in size to now expand their game and start and stop and accelerate to not just cover the basket, but go all the way out to the three-point line on both ends of the court. So that's more demand on the body. So even though they might have some more options to repair and rest and recuperate, there's now more demands on the athlete as the athlete has also gotten bigger, faster, and stronger. So it's kind of, like I said, that delicate balance of the evolution of the athlete, the evolution of sports medicine and finding that happy medium where those two things can go together to keep the players healthy.
Is it fair to say at the new pace of the NBA, you just mentioned it, spacing the floor, guys are covering more distance and all that stuff. Is it fair to say that I believe this is true, that the science is saying the players can't play 82 regular season games at this pace? And maybe it's similar in baseball. I don't know. Or certainly they're saying that about pitchers because none of them go complete games anymore. Is that what the science is saying? And if it is, I'm like, they just need to cut the games then. Don't have as many regular season games. I understand the repercussions financially, historically, the record books and all that. But if the body can't play any more than 60 NBA games in a regular season and stay healthy, then go to that rather than have guys sitting out all the time.
I think that's fair. You know, the first thing I always like to tell people is sports medicine and player health is not a linear equation. It does not go from point A to point B. I kind of compare it more to a spider web. They got the athlete in the middle and all these things around it. And each part of the spider web, if it's plucked or irritated or whatever the case may be, that kind of has a trickle-down effect. So it's multifaceted, multiple variables here. The schedule is one of the biggest, strongest parts of that web. We know because it's when the players load their body the most. Anybody that's played any kind of competitive sports know, no matter how hard a practice is, it's not going to be the same toll on your body as a game. You cannot simulate that.
Right.
So if you reduce those games, you're going to reduce the natural wear and tear on the body. You're also going to reduce the likelihood of an injury occurring because you're going to cut down the number of potential injuries just from a sheer number of games lost. And finding the happy medium is probably what we need to do. The real important thing for me is how are we going to move forward in all these sports, especially basketball, because now we're looking at another truncated offseason. We got guys potentially going to the Olympics, and then we're going to roll over and try to get back into that 82-game season.
Right.
Should we consider maybe shortening next season as well and see what everything looks like after that when we're trying to hit those normal beats of a regular offseason or regular season, but we shorten it up a little bit. You know, 25 weeks is a normal NBA schedule. You do three games a week, that's 75. You could probably mess with the numbers a little bit to get to 72 games, just like we went through. But now we're spreading it out. So there's a little bit more time. It's not compressed as it was. So I think you're going to have the league look at these things. I think that their willingness to cut back the games this year was at least an indication that it's something they're willing to do. I don't know if there's necessarily a magic number, but it's something I would consider.
Well, Jeff, we looked at it and we heard LeBron come out a few weeks ago and say, see, I told you so. We didn't have enough of an offseason. And then as soon as teams are eliminated from the playoffs, they're signing up for the Olympics.
Right.
I mean, James Harden couldn't even make it through the playoffs. And the next day he was like, I'm in the Olympics. And they didn't let him play because of his injury. But if NBA players need more rest, then I don't think they need to be playing in the Olympics. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's difficult to gauge. You know, I think it depends on the player. Back to what I was talking about with that variability, it's been different for a lot of different teams, and that's kind of what's made things difficult. Is think about it. The Lakers and the Heat got roughly 71 games off, while teams that weren't even in the bubble didn't play for 4 months.
Right.
So that offseason variability was huge. And then you look at a rookie. Let's go with James Wiseman, who played just a few handful of games at Memphis, and then COVID hit, and his whole season got shut down. He was already done, so he didn't play competitive basketball for nearly a year. And so you have all this varying schedules and rest and recuperation for all these different players, and I think that has to factor in who is going to be on this Olympic team. So you start looking at the roster, and you notice there are guys on there that, you know, their postseason ended earlier than they maybe thought. Maybe some of the guys didn't even make the postseason, and that roster is starting to shape out a little bit. So those guys are, I would say, probably in a better position than, you know, if Chris Paul wanted to play in it, he's looking at a potential final berth right into the Olympics, and that would be
pretty
tough.
Well, Devin Booker's on the team. Yeah,
Devin Booker, exactly. That's a great example.
All right. Well, Jeff, great stuff, man. Jeff Stotts, check him out at InStreetClothes.com. He's a certified athletic trainer. This topic isn't going away, man, so we may have you on again. Great knowledge. We appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, guys. Anytime.
All right, more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's only right. It's only right that we end off the Worship Wednesday with Kanye. I told you Alex is growing on me.
CB, this might be my favorite one now.
We are the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, let's wrap it up with this. Now, we've obviously talked a lot about Scottie Pippen, and he made the accusations, not only that Phil Jackson made a racial decision when he called the play for Tony Kukoc back in 1994 at the end of that playoff game, but he went as far as on the Dan Patrick show to say that Phil Jackson was racist. Now, we've, you know, said we don't really buy into that. We don't know Phil like that. And we admit Scottie may have seen stuff that we didn't.
He just didn't articulate it to us.
Right.
That's all we were saying.
The examples he gave, the Tony Kukoc play call, that's ridiculous. That wasn't a racial or racist situation. And then he brought up Kobe Bryant and the way Phil wrote the book about him.
Right.
Well, that was disloyal and dirty and underhanded, but I don't know if it was racist.
Right. I don't know if he just wrote the book because Kobe was black or because most of the star players in the NBA are black. You know,
right. Exactly. So, but I wanted to put this out there, and not to say Phil's racist or not. I've talked to a couple of the Bulls players that were on those teams, black ones, and they've said he's not racist. And those guys are all in touch, Rob. Like, Phil is in touch with players, and they're texting, and they're talking about, you know, what's going on with Scottie and all that. But there are a couple quotes that people are digging up about Phil, Rob, and they are worth putting out there, considering what Scottie Pippen said. In October, we already talked about the posse quotes about LeBron's guys, Maverick Carter and Rich Paul and Randy Mims.
And I brought up that
could have had racial. Some people felt it had racial undertones. Some didn't. You thought it didn't.
And I just brought up the Arsenio Hall. That's what he called his band on his late night talk show.
And that was a common phrase around a lot of Africa. Remember, there was the movie. It was a Western. But posse, but with the black like Big Daddy Kane. Remember that?
Right. I remember that.
It was a Western, so they used the term posse. But anyway, in October 1999. Phil Jackson said this: "I don't mean to say that as a snide remark toward a certain population in our society, but they have a limitation of their attention span. A lot of it probably due to too much rap music going in their ears and coming out their being."
Where's this quote from?
I don't know if he just said that, Rob G might know, or if it was in a book. But it's a quote, and it's been said and written many places. In fact, it was in his book, and ESPN reported it in 1999.
Just curious as to where, you know what I mean, where it's from.
Right, and then, of course, in 2005, and we brought this one up before, but he mentioned the dress code. Here it is when David Stern instituted the dress code. "I think it's important that the players take their end of it, get out of the prison garb and the thuggery aspect of basketball that has come along with hip hop music in the last 7 or 8 years. So that's just food for thought for some people. That rap music comment is ridiculous.
Absolutely. That's why I was against Stern and the dress code as well. I just was, because no other sport did they make people do that. And the other problem I had, Chris, was players getting on late night planes who don't even, in my day when I was on commercial flights with players, they wore a jacket and a collared shirt. Do you know what I mean? Because they were in the mix of the public. So I understand that you represent the team. You're walking through the airport. You're on the plane with everyday Joes. But late night, when you're going straight from the arena past security, Chris, right, and onto a private jet, I don't know why you need a jacket on and a dress. I really don't.
Well, now they've moved away from. I mean, you see guys wearing whatever they want now. But you're right. Like, I mean, I covered team players during the dress code era, and they would, after a game, they get dressed up. They're in a suit and tie, looking sharp. We're interviewing them, but then they're going right to the plane,
right?
Or they're going right home. So I almost felt for them. I was like, man. Like, they getting all dressed up like that to go sit on a plane now for 4 hours or 3 hours or whatever. So, but, yeah, I just wanted to throw those out as food for thought on the Scottie Pippen, Phil Jackson front. All right, great show. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next here on Fox Sports Radio. Lock it. Ooh!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.